Good time is had by all.
Okay. Last night, Thursday night.
Yeah. Rav Aaron was there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he dance?
Yeah, sure. In the middle, Tani.
Gave him a kiss.
Yeah, and he gave him a kiss. Not everyone gets a kiss from Rav Aaron. Yeah. Okay, I think we should start. I can't wait forever. Okay. We have some, before we actually start discussing any new inyanim, or even any semi-new inyanim, we just have to get through the Shaka Vitaria here. Near the top of Zion Reef, Bamini Ram Rahmer Chista, Tanner Shehiko, Beate Hektish, the Upper Boa Pass, Larabonna, the Sharabakamaisa, Mai. Right, so first of all, there's a question about the Larabonan, what's the din by Hektish? So, of course, we've had two Machlokos Tanaim in the previous Sugya, one about Shvachet in the past, and one about Zevzegorin. So Pashtos, simple shot, the Rabbanan de Sharu Bekamaisa is referring to which Machlokes, Shvachetim Apas or Zevzegorin? Shvachetim Apas, right? The original Brisa we had is a Machlokes between Rabbanan and Rebbe, and that's also the last thing we ended off with, about Shvachetim Apas. So, they're asking, if you hold Ein Shvachetim Apas, what's the din by Hektish? And the problem is, even the question here is problematic. So the Marshal is a famous question. The Marshal only had the Tosas printed on the daf, so he didn't realize that his question, as well as his answer, Mamish, this Baruch Shekivanta on his part, was in the Tosas between Peretz and the Tosas Rosh al Atar, had the exact same question the Marshal and the exact same answer. But what was the Marshal's problem? Right, we had a chakira, if we recall earlier, this whole sugi is not the meaning of other chakiras, about why the Chum hold Ein Shvachetim Bepas. Right, we had, I don't remember exactly what was on the right, what was on the left, what the tzur was on the board, but the content will be able to chazer accurately. Was it that, remember the way we express it, that there is Shvach, but not from the Eitzim? Right? If you say the Shvach not from the Eitzim, then what Tosso said is not from Eitzim, but from Eitzim. Right? From the Mashu and Nisraf. Right? So what's the problem? The problem is if you say, like Tosvos, that the Machlokes Rebbe and the Chacham is whether the Shvach is from the Eitzim or from the Mashu and Nisraf, then what's the vibe about Hektish? What's the problem? A for Hektish, Leolam Aser anyway. So, of course, there's no half mina that the Rabbanan should have their sheet of Ein Shvachetim Apas. And what's their answer is Hektish isn't Batal. What do you need to give the answer? Hektish? It's Pashtun. There's no question in the first place. Right? So, that is the Marshal's problem. So, what do you do with our Sugya? So, that's Taka problem. What do you do with our Sugya? So, then what do you do with Rav Nachum Rivaya? So what the Maharshal and the Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz and the Tosos Rosh say is that you have to reinterpret our sugya a little. The Mi'ui also seems to take this approach, maybe for the same reason. It says our sugya is not about the Rabban of Ein Shvachetim in the past like you thought in most Pashuk Shach. Rather, our sugya is about a different Rabbanan, the Rabbanan of Rabbi Eliezer, Zevzegorin. They say, our sugya is the Rabbanan of Zevzegorin, not Rabbanan Shvach Eitzim Epas. Meaning, of course, Yeshua in Shvach Eitzim Epas is irrelevant to Hektish. Who cares whether Yeshua in Shvach Eitzim Epas? Eifer Hektish Lilo Maser. Of course, the Shvach in the Pas. Rather, you have to make an Okimta that our sugya is a case of Zevzegorin, and there are different Okimtas made by the the different Rishonim Achronim, but the simplest Okimta is that, you know, it was a Tanur Chadash made by Hektish, and then they put in kosher wood. So you have the Tanner of Hektish and the wood of Heter was Ziv Zegor. So therefore, they reinterpret our Gemara to say it's not a question about Shvachitim and Rabbanah Shvachitim and Pas, which is the simple shot in Rabbanah and Deshara become Isa. But you read it, Tanner Shishik of Afi Hektish, you made the new Tanner with Afi Hektish, and then you cook bread in that Tanner with other wood. So that's the case of Ziv Zegoring. The Maharsha, with a bit of dochak, the Maharsha wants to go within the Derech of Tosos and yet rescue our sugya and say, still talking about Shvachitim of Pas. The Maharsha gives an answer, it's a little dochak. He says that our sugya didn't know yet that Afer Hektish is the Olam Asr. He says, really, of course it's not a suffix, because Afer Hektish is the Olam Asr. What's even the suffix of the Rabbanu holding Shvachitz in the past? But when Rabbi Bachama started our sugya, they didn't yet know that Afer Hektish is the Olam Asr, even though we see a little later that Afer Hektish is the Olam Asr, they quote this Brisa, which is also mentioned in Torah. At this point in the Torah, they didn't know that yet. You're right, the whole question was stupid, because Afer Hektish is the Olam Asr, and there's no Havi in Shvachitz in the past. But at this point in the Torah, they were ignorant of that halacha.
He was a drasha.
Afer Hektish Le'olam Asr?
Is it a
mitzvah
there after a second? No.
I'm not sure if they do. By Trum Zedesh we do, but not by like Stam Afer of Nichsei Hektish.
But so Vinyan though points out that the person who's asking the question is actually one of the people who knows that Afer Hektish is Le'olam Asr. Like, later on in the Gemara, he says, one of them is Shannon. The back of the Gemara is
Uh-huh. Okay, that's a, I don't know. Right, Rami Bacham.
See,
I have to say that was Rami Bacham later, I guess, for the Marsha. Yeah, okay, it's a dochak. It's a dochak against the Marsha. I mean, the Marsha also knows the dochak. Of course, the simplest way to rescue our sugya kipshuto is you want to keep Rav Anan Shor from Isa, say he's talking about Ein Shvachitim Bepas, but you don't want to go into the dochak of the Marsha, so obviously the way I structured the board here, it's obvious. The simply rescue our sugi that it works fine according to different shitas in Ein Shvachitim Pas. Rabbeinu David here, he doesn't get into it like ask this question from a question answer perspective because it just runs smoothly for him. He doesn't have to make it a question answer. But if you remember what Rabbeinu David said, is that the Shema is not from the Eitzim, but from the Chom She'ein Bo Mamash. He says, no. Ein Shvachitim Bepas, because the Shvach doesn't come from the Eitzim, it comes from the Chom, and Chom has no Mamish, and therefore it's a valid question even in Hektish. Yeah, the Eifer is the Olam Asr, but a Dovr She'ein Bo Mamish can't be Hektish, so it's a valid question. The Rabban holds Ein Shvachitim Bepas, because the Shvach is coming from a Dovr She'ein Bo Mamish, even in Hektish should be a Hector if the Shvach comes from Dovr She'ein Bo Mamish. So at first they think that, you know, that maybe it should be Mutter, it's a valid question. And if you took, even though this little duck in the very top for Amud, the totally different shot, which is Rabbeinu David's Havmin, etc.
What's Gemara's answer then?
What?
What's Gemara's answer? Why is that?
So it's interesting. I think this Davka works out in the Shitase, but let's hold that thought for a second, or for 15 minutes, or whatever. The other option is that if you say, no. There is something coming from the Eitzim, but that's not considered Shvach in the past. Meaning, the Rabbanan, it's not the Rabbanan say the source of the baking of the bread was one of the two options that Tosfos Rabbeinu David give. But that, the Rabbanan say, yeah, Anachanami, the source of the bread baking was the Eitzim. But that's not considered Shvach in the past. That's not considered to be something in the past. That is just a grum of Yalma. Right? That's not something in the past. Which is the a Havmin of the Gemara according to Rabbeinu David, and the Sfas Emes, the one who wants to rescue it, even the Maskana. So if you take that derech, Emes and, I mean, it's the Havmin of Rabbeinu David, but obviously it's not going to help us for our Gemara, because our Gemara is not a Havmin. Then, it's, then, Our Sugya works just fine, because what we're saying is that L'Rabbanan just said to Ein Shvach Eitzim Apas, who say that, yeah, it may be that the heat came out of the bread, the heat came out of the wood, but we don't consider that to be something, in the bread. We don't consider the bread to contain that of that wood within it. The wood is gone, and the bread is just flour and water that happens to have a different surah. So if you say that the Rabbanan Ein Shvach Eitzim Apas, we're not saying it's the flame that's okay, because it's not coming from the bread. The flame's totally bad. What they're saying is the flame's not in the bread. The flame is gone, and now the bread is just an innocent bread. Then, the question we're also, who cares the Eifer Hector's the Olam Asr? The Eifer is Asr, and the Shalhevis is Asr, and the Eitzim are Asr, but the bread is the Mutter. So if you took the Sfasemis' Derech, or if you dub its Derech, then our Gemara's no problem at all. And you could read our Gemara Kepshuto, as Rashi seems to. Rashi seems to say Kepshuto, our Gemara, so Yash Vach Eitzim Apas. Either if you nikkav like Marsha, or you have to reinterpret our Gemara that it's referring to a different Rabbanan, and not the Rabbanan that it seems to be referring to, al pi pshuto. Okay, so how do you interpret this Gemara? I mentioned this earlier when I mentioned the Marsha briefly, but as an nafka mina of how you understand the machlokes about Shvach Eitzim Apas. Now, let's get on to the actual substance of our Gemara, right? So there's a few other interesting things. So the Gemara says, now that we understood the question, what's the answer? So, Amrli apas asura, uma ben zula orla. Amarava hachi hashta orla v'til masayim hechav yul be'elef lo batel. Okay. Hechav yul be'elef lo batel. So the Gemara has first assumed hektish afil be'elef lo batel, right? Hektish not batel, big chomer and hektish, and then assumes that, well, for the same reason hechav yul be'elef lo batel, so too we are going to be machmir here. This actually could be a very, very nice raya. If you say that, we're talking zevzeh gorim, like the Marshal says, Russian moving parrots, then this would work very well for the Ran. The Ran says zevzeh gorim didn't bittel, hechter not bittel, no hechter zevzeh gorim. So if you take their shot, works out very nicely for the Ran. But you know, you don't have to take their shot. You don't have to say like the Ran. Could just be that for the same. The Gemara doesn't say that we're dealing with bittel here. Or it says the same reason we're machmir and bittel, we're machmir here. So for the Ran, it could be mamish, we're talking about bittel, if you put the Ran together with the Marshal. Mamish, we're talking about bittel, and hechter is not bittel. But for everyone else, no, we're not mamish talking about bittel. We're just saying, just like hechter is in bittel, so too, hechter doesn't have a hechter of zev zegorim, or doesn't have a hechter of ein shvach eitzim apas, depending on who you are. To understand that, we have to figure out why is hechter not bittel. So, why is Hekdesh not Batel? So what does Tosva say? Tosva says, Hekdesh v'ilel v'lotel tema ma'chomer huzu. First of all, what's the havmin of Tosva? Why is Hekdesh not Batel? Because of Chumra, right? And that's Rashi's lashon of Batel Masayim Hilka lo chamira, you should call him Nivri Sur. It's a matter of Chumra for Rashi. Right, so that's the simplest shot is, why is Hekdesh not Batel? Chumra the Hekdesh, not because of some pre-existing logical halacha category. It's just because they're very, very machmir about hektish, right? Just like we'll see the Rishon bring up, but Zara not being batel, it's also chumrah, right? So you could say it's a matter of chumrah to hektish. The Gra is actually on the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Mem Hey is very clear. He says that our din is because of chumrah to hektish, like Rashi, right? So chumrah to hektish. This is the Mashmos of Rashi. And the Havamina of Tosos and the Achronim I'll mention the Gra in Tufem Hei Beis, and many other Achronim take this derech. Ravitch Haver takes this derech, and many Achronim take this derech. Chomer de Hektish, what? Kilos Yaakov the Valdik. Okay, so Chomer de Hektish. The Tosos, though, yeah?
What does that mean exactly? It's not just a Darabonim?
Yeah, clearly just a Darabonim. According to almost all the Pshatim, it's going to be Darabonim. Rove Pshatim is going to be Darabonim. Chumr de Hekdesh, meaning Darabonim wants the extra Machor is Hekdesh, so there it goes, but it's not Batel. You don't have any fancy footwork here. chumer de hektish. And that makes sense. Just like chumer de hektish not batal, so too chumer de hektish, the passes usher. Right? Whether something has fasa eight, shach eight, and passes over the gorim. Chumer de hektish, you don't use kulas in hektish. Or at least, you know, don't use the common kulas in hektish. That you could practically avoid. So Tosfos, though, says, and here he's quoting a Gemara in the Dharma, the Gemara in the Dharma and Ches Mefurish, that Hekdesh is a Dabar Shishlo Matirin. So Tosfos assumes that, what does it mean, Hekdesh Dabar Shishlo Matirin? It means the only reason Hekdesh is not Batal is because of Dabar Shishlo Matirin, right? So Tosfos assumes that, right? This is Tosfos. This is a big, in the brackets I put, there's a big machlokes we've shown him here about his interesting mission, Orla, about the Gizeh Bechor, the wool of the Bechor that gets mixed in, the wool of the Mukdashin mixed in, and basically says wool of Mukdashin gets mixed in with other wool, it's Aser B'Kol Shehu. And there's a big machlokes why. And many of you shown him sound like, no, like maybe it's just some special reason why it's always Aser B'Kol Shehu. And the Raivin says, no, it's only for cases where there's an option of pidyon because it's davashish matirin. So the Raivin matches Tosfos here. Says only when there's pidyon it's davashish matirin, hektish is in batal. But there's no other reason hektish is in batal. The only reason hektish is in batal is the davashish matirin. That would be this the Raivin Hilchos Bechoros. That's in the brackets. And Tosfos say, and also a lot of Achronim say this way, say the only reason hektish is in batal is the davashish matirin. Their chiddush isn't that hektish is davar shishlo matirin. Lechora, that's a mefurish more in a darim, and it's logical. You could be po the hektish. That sounds like a davar shishlo matirin to me, right? The chiddush is that they're saying the only reason it's not batal is davar shishlo matirin, and there's no other reason such as chumrah, right? So it's only not batal is davar shishlo matirin.
Are you talking about
kushvim v'vayi? They're only talking about kushvim shiyesh lahem pidyon lechora. Which would not include Kedush Daguf, Shein Lopedion. Right. Well, that would depend if it had a mum or didn't have a mum. Right. That was exactly what the Raivit says. That's exactly what the Raivit says. And the Lord says, you want to know if the wool of Hekdesh is Batal or not? The wool of Karbonos are Batal or not? That depends. If it's something that has Pidyon, it's Dover Shishma Tirin, it's not Batal. Something that doesn't have Pidyon, it is Batal. I don't believe in Chomer to Hekdesh. It's just a matter of Dover Shishma Tirin. And that seems to match Tosfos here.
Can you
read
both that?
Aha, so that is a great question. Let me come back to that in just half a second. Right, so Tosfos asked this as a kasha. Right, what's the kasha in our Gemara? Why do you think it's chomer dehektish? Right, Tosfos says, like, nice theory, chomer dehektish. Right, but how do you know it's chomer dehektish? Maybe it's just davar shishlo matirin, right? Who says? You know, if there were no other option, it would be a valid, right? If there were another option, there are plenty of Mishnayos about Hektish not being bottled here and there, and plenty of Gemaras. If there were another option, you'd say that proves Chomer de Hektish. And then Chomer de Hektish works in our Sugya also. But there's another option. You can't claim you proved Chomer de Hektish, because maybe the only reason it's not bottled is to Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Therefore, there's Tosis and Kasha, there is no Chomer de Hektish, just Dover Sheish Lamatirin. And therefore, our Gemara doesn't make sense. If there's no Chomer de Hektish, then why should that make a difference in our Gemara? If it's just davar shishlo matirin. So here you get a long rechus in the Achronim. So how might you answer Tosfos? You might answer Tosfos' question by saying, you think it's just davar shishlo matirin? No. The Amorim had a Masora from Makoros that you don't know. Maybe there are Makoros that weren't written down, but the Amorim had a Masora that was Chomer Dehektish. Right? Could be. They answer Tosfos by saying, it's not davar shishlo matirin. One din is davar shishlo matirin. There's also a din Chomer Dehektish, which you don't know where the Amorim got. They must have had a Masorah Baal Peh from the Rebbeim that there's Chomer Dehektish. What's the other way to answer Tosfos Kasha? Or, let me be a little more general to avoid giving myself too much. This is the Pnei Yoshua answer. He quotes it from his grandfather. You know the, what's? Magine Shlomo, is that it? The Magine Shlomo, it's in some of these kits, these, what are they called? Kobitzes, no? Is it in some of the Kobitzes? I don't know. Anyway, that's the Pnei Yoshua's grandfather. What?
It's in his introduction.
Yeah, so the Pnei Yoshua quotes from his grandfather, and he also agrees with this derech. The Pnei Yoshua answers that is also usher because of Dover Sheish Matirin. He says, no problem. He says, Tosli says, Akasha. How do you know Chomer de Hektish? Maybe it's just Dover Sheish Matirin. So Pnei Yeshua answers, no. That's talk of valid theory. For Tosla, it's Akasha. It's not Akasha. It's one of the valid pshatim in the Sugya. One pshat in the Sugya is Rashi Chomer de Hektish. Another valid pshat in the Sugya is Pnei Yeshua is Dover Sheish Matirin, just like Hektish and Batal is Dover Sheish Matirin. So too, Hektish is Shvach Eitim Epas, or is Zev Zegarim Aser, because of Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Now, you could say, try to stick that, you stick that on the runway as well, if Argamar is really talking about Bittol, then we understand. It's not possible because of Dover Sheish Lamatirin. But you don't have to. You could say, just like in Dover Sheish Lamatirin there's no Bittol, so too in Dover Sheish Lamatirin what else is there not? What other Kula doesn't exist? In Safi Dora Rav Lekula. So there's also no Hetzer Zev Zegorim, there's also no Hetzer Ein Shvach Eitim Epas. It could just be that when it comes to Yeshiva Sheish Matirin, there were many Hetzerim Chazal said not to allow. Chazal said, don't use any Kulas for Dover Sheish. So it's not, you don't have to make our Gemara into Bittel in order to get this Pnei Yeshua to work. You could just say that, just like in Dover Sheish Matirin, they told you not to use the Kula of Taroves, they also told you not to use the Kula that we're dealing with in our Sugya. And here's where there's a Arichas and the Avnim Luim and all the other Achronim, they try to figure out, and here we're not going to go into this in too much detail, but you look in the Avnim Luim, and the Gra also has an Arichas about this, if I'm not mistaken. And even the Meiri a little, why didn't Tosos like the Pnei Yeshua's answer, right? Why didn't Tosos like the Pnei Yeshua's answer that Arsig is also could have Dover Sheish Matirin? And one of the answers, this is, I also saw Rabbi Yosef Engel like this answer, is what Dani said, maybe Arsig is Eino Matirin, because maybe you can't be Poda Shvach Eitzim Bepas. That's the question, could you be Poda Dover Sheh?
Exactly.
What?
I have an exactly
the Moshe Hazim, okay, well, a lot of them came up. So then you have to get the whole pebble. Why did Tosos think that you couldn't explain Argamar based on Dover Sheish Matirin? And the Bnei Yeshua said you could explain Argamar based on Dover Sheish Matirin? There are many, many different ways to explain what they're arguing. That could be they're arguing about whether Argamar has a matir. Can you be podeh shvach eitzim epas, or can you only be podeh be'en? That's a valid machlokas, which seems to be machlokas rishonim. There's a rash. Maybe there's a rash rishon that says you can't be podeh something that's not be'en. Other Rishonim argue. Could be they're arguing about whether Arsig Mitam Bittel or not. Maybe they think Dover Sheish Matirin is only Chomer Bittel. Is Arsig Mitam Bittel or not? Or it could be they're, you know, arguing about many other things as the Avnei Miluim suggests.
The Torah
Rishonim
quoted the truth from the
Ma'aril,
but he quotes Mordechai in our Gemara that says that there's no Dover Sheish Matirin and sometimes Pani Bahama. And they asked the Ma'aril this question based on our Gemara, and he said, no, really, you should be Machmer against that Mordechai. They really do all this.
Yes, so that's Gufa sounds like the Machlokes in the Pnei Yeshua and the Tosos is whether there's a Pidyon on the Dover Sheim Bomamash.
According to the Pnei Yeshua, what are you being posed? It's the same as the same issues by Yoli Chanel Yomelech? The Machlokes there as you have here?
Lechora, he would admit. Perhaps.
If that's the case, you're not going to have there's only. There, the Matthew's own. Could potentially be only with another Tarovas or something to even talk about here. Maybe he's even taking a side.
No, but because that, I'll leave them on the Amar of Zev Zagor is Osir and Yishvach is in Pas. Here is leaving them on the Amar Ein Shvach is in Pas and Zev Zagor Mutter. So the Chore, everyone agrees, only is made. Okay, those are two interesting, and there's other reasons why maybe Tosfos didn't like the Pnei Yeshua because the Dover Sheish Matirin doesn't apply to Mikla Kali Yisura, so maybe before it, maybe they can't say Dover Sheish Matirin Rashach is in Paschus, Mikla Kali Yisura, or many other answers. That is the second derech. The Meiri has a very fascinating third derech, which a lot of Achronim came to on their own, and were very excited about, and they didn't realize that. No, they didn't have the Meiri. So they didn't realize that the answer is actually in the Meiri. Two of the Achronim that were very excited to come to their own is Rav Yitzchak Chanan, our own namesake, Yitzchak on inspector, and the Shut in Yitzchak Yoredeasim and Yodalit Oschaf Ches, came to this answer, and the Aspen Doraisa in Simon Gimel also came to this answer. They all came to this answer independently, but it's unfortunately here. That, what's the third option in our sugya? Why is Hekdesh not batal?
No.
Exactly, because Eino batal, this is the Me'iri, and then in the Achronim, I mean, I'm sure you could find it in many Achronim, but I'll tell you. The two Achronim I found it in were the Asa Derais. The Asa Derais and Simon Gimel had a very nice essay going through a lot of the things we're about to go through, based on starting from our sugya. And the Ein Yitzchak is just its side point there that he comes on to. They say no. The reason why Hekdesh, and this is where someone asks, is Hekdesh not bottled the rice of Rabbanan? Until now it's been Rabbanan. Davashish Matirin is Rabbanan. And Chumrah is obviously Chumrah said Rabbanan. But Rav Yosef Engel wants to say it could be that, according to the Me'iri, he doesn't say the word Me'iri, maybe the rice of Hekdesh is in bottle. Because Mame in bottle might be the Doraisa. What do they mean by this? This is a Gemara. I use this in the Shakavatari in Beitza, Daf Chav Ches, when they're discussing, okay, it's not important for us right now. They're discussing, like, if my food gets mixed with your food on Yontif, whose chum does it follow? Is it a bit of a rove? But the Gemara says, for sure, HaReishin is Areif Kav Chitin Shalo B'Chitin Shal Chaveiro Yocha Halav V'Chadi. I mean, this is a push of common sense, right? You don't need any lumbas to understand this. If you have 10 oranges, and I have one orange, and my orange get mixed in with your oranges, would anyone say, Bitha Barov, you keep all 11? No, I mean, that may be the dugout of the stone. But obviously not. Obviously, one of those oranges belongs to me. You can't just take my money based on Bitha Barov. What's the point? The point is, Bitha Barov works for Isser status. But Bitha Barov doesn't work for Bailus. You can't take someone else's property based on Bitha Barov. It's just not Nemar for that. Okay, so we have to figure out what to do. When my orange gets mixed in with his 10 oranges, so you have to figure out, how do I get recompensed? You know, which orange do I take? Or, you know, do we sell them with the money or whatever? Okay, so you'll work out. But clearly, let's assume the oranges are all equal in value. Clearly, you have to give me back an orange. That's pasha, man. You can't take away someone's property based on pasha. It's pasha that if I have two 20 shekel bills and you have one 20 shekel bill and I mix them together, I don't get to keep all three. That's obvious. So, what is the Me'iri saying here? And Me'iri is saying that, no, Hekdesh, and that's the point of our Gemara, Hekdesh is a fundamentally different ball game than Arla and Klai Karim and all the other Isurim. Because all the other ones are about Isser. So in Isser status, you have rules of Bithol and Zevzagorim, etc. Hekdesh is not an Isser, a matter of Isser. Hekdesh is an issue of Mamon. It belongs to Gavoa. And just like if your orange got mixed with my oranges, I would still have to give you one back. So too in Hekdesh, it's never batal barov. And likewise, when it comes to shvachit mepas, let's take the pasuk b'shas shvachit mepas. You know, if I took your wood and burned it and baked bread, right? Lachora, I would still, you know, even if maybe I'm not a goblin or something, I still owe you money because it's zen en of zechaser, right? That your wood disappeared and now I got the value of my bread. I still have to pay you back for it. I can't be yokel of a chazan. Let's say a monkey came. And, it gets a little tricky exactly what the case is. You know, but at least, you know, through some fault of mine, you know, your wood fueled the fire and baked my bread. Then, even if I'm not a goslin or a mazik on your wood, of course I owe you money. I can't just take the benefit of your wood and not pay you back. And that's what Argamar is saying. By Hekdesh, it's a question of bailus, not of Isser status. And when it comes to bailus, of course you can't take something for free. And that's the third way of reading. That's the third way of of reading Argamar. This, obviously, okay. I want to come back to this Me'iri. I just want to finish up one more issue that we're showing to deal with in our Gemara. Okay, so that's a three-way hakira in why Hekdesh is not batal, and it would be three different ways of reading our Gemara. The Rishonim all ask an interesting question. They say, what's the question the Rishonim ask? Hekdesh isn't batal, but what else isn't batal? Avodah Zarah is also not batal. So if Avodah Zarah is also not batal, then why isn't Avodah Zarah also Asur if I bake the bread with Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is also not batal. Why isn't Avodah Zarah just as bad? Right? Why don't we Asur the bread of Avodah Zarah? So, I think that question really starts to make the most, really only makes the most sense if you look at the Chumrah way. I mean, if you say it's because you're dealing with Mammon, then it could be that, yeah, Hektish in the bottle because it's Mammonus. That's nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, right? So I think for the, and that's exactly what the Mi'iri says. Well, he says in the end, you're not talking about Avodah Zarah, he says, well, you can't compare this to like other things that aren't bottle. He says in a very technical sense, is because this is never bottle, because it's Mammon, and other things are sometimes bottle. He says Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah sometimes is bottle, sometimes isn't. This is never bottle, it's Mammon.
We're asking for Belazar?
What?
Who are we asking in this
group? No, on our Gemara. Our Gemara says Halacha L'maisa, right? L'rabbanan, right? L'chora. Well, we're not sure it's Rabbanan, but L'kulei Alma, right? Even for the Mekilim, if you bake it on Hektish, then it's Aser.
Right.
So why don't we say L'kulei Alma, if you bake it in Avodah Zarah, it's Aser. Right? Why don't we say L'kulei Alma, if you bake it in Avodah Zarah, it's Aser. So when it comes to Avodah Zarah, right? There's one answer is Rabbi David's second day. What's Rabbi David's second day? Enochanami. You could say Enochanami Osir Aflu Rabbanan. So one answer might be that Enochanami is Osir Aflu Rabbanan. Right? Maybe Takit is Osir Aflu Rabbanan. Right? Maybe Lekuliyama agrees that there is Shvach Eitzim Epatz in Avodah Zarah. Or L'kulei Alma agrees that the Gur Aser in Avodah Zarah. Who says L'kulei Alma? Who do we already know? Who says L'kulei Alma? Everyone agrees there's Zev Zegur Mazasar in Avodah Zarah. Right? This is the Magen Avraham and Taz's shot in that Raman, the Torah. So L'kulei and Echanami, that we already find shitas like this, right? For example, the Shach said L'kulei Alma, Yeshvach Eitzim Epatz in Avodah Zarah, and that's what Rabbi David says here. Magen Avraham Taz says L'kulei Alma Zev Zegur Mazasar in Avodah Zarah. So there are shitas like that out there, that L'kulei Alma, and that's similar to the Havi Yom and Aleph, right? V'chi Teim Avodah Zarah Shani D'Chaviri, right? Maybe Avodah Zarah is different. So maybe Taka Maskan Avodah Zarah is different.
Ben David over there is talking about Dafka Ashira de Ogil Bazar, the Ashira of a God.
Rabbeinu David, he's saying even Avodah Zarah of a Goy in the second day. Even Avodah Zarah of a
Goy. I think he's pointing out, yeah, so our Gemara was only talking about the Avodah Zarah of a Jew, which is
Batal.
Then he said,
Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew, which is Batal.
No, that was before. Then in the end, he says, maybe Enochanami, Avodah Zarah, the past is always Aser. Yeah, okay. Let me get back to that in a second. The other interesting answer is basically the second answer is that Avodah Zarah really is batel sometimes, but Hektish is never batel. Right, Avodah Zarah is batel sometimes, but Hektish is never batel. This is the Meiri and the Avnei Miluim. Right, the Meiri says, after all, Avodah Zarah is batel, mim v'she'en omino. But Hektish is never batel. Or the Avnei Miluim says, Avodah Zarah is batel if the Isser falls into Hektish. But Hektish is never batel. So you can just deny the premise and say that, Avodah Zarah really is batel. Yeah, when the Gemara says Avodah Zarah is not batel, it means sometimes. But it's not really so chomer. Or you could say, which is not so mefurish in the Rishonim, but you could say that is not bottled as a chumra. And you could say a chumra is restricted to tarobes, but hektish is not bato because of darshish matir. And if you want to make that very powerful, or mumble, which is really what he was hinting at, you could say that no, even if they're both not bato, even if they're both never bato, maybe they're never bato for different reasons. And Rozar is a special chumra of not being bato. That chumra is restricted to tarobes. But Hektish is a more general rule, such as Davishishan Latiro, which means don't rely on any kulas if you want to take that derech, or Mabon, which clearly you wouldn't rely on any kulas. The most interesting answer, though, is Rabbeinu David in his first day, right? What's Rabbeinu David's very interesting answer? How he explains why Avodah Zarah is different from Hekdesh? What?
It's a new video for Hekdesh.
What was his first answer?
Number 2,
to
the
how? What does he mean by batel there?
He
doesn't mean batel berov,
no,
right?
Yeah.
What he means is that, exactly, really is, I mean, not that Avodah Zarah is something batel berov, uh-huh. But Avodah Zarah yesh lo bitol al yedei goy, the hektish Amo bito al yidei guy. What do we mean by that? Avodah Zarah, let's say you have an idol, right? If the guy says, I don't believe in this idol anymore, and, you know, it gives a little knock and it falls down and breaks his elbow, then it's mutter. Hekdesh, even if you say, I don't believe in Kedusha anymore, you know, and give the Hekdesh a little kick and break its leg, it's still Hekdesh, right? So Avodah Zarah has bito through a guy being a vatalit, and Hekdesh doesn't. And Hekdesh doesn't have bittul. Now this is a little strange because, like, Avodah Zarah having bittul, what's strange about this? Or nothing?
It's not the same kind of bittul.
It's not the same kind of bittul. Like, they were not dealing with, like, mixtures and, like, if it gets mixed in with something. They were dealing with the fact that Avodah Zarah can stop being Avodah Zarah because it's no longer, right, it's no longer an object of worship. Right? So Avodah Zarah can stop being Avodah Zarah. What does that have to do with Hekdesh? Not to mention the fact that can Hekdesh stop being Hekdesh? Yeah, what do you have to do? Yeah, pinyon. After all, why isn't pinyon of Hekdesh like bittul of guy? Yeah. So I think that for Rabbeinu David, what he's saying is, like, yeah?
Well, it's still a little different because you never, there's like conservation of Hekdesh, like you can never.
Exactly, right. Obviously, pinyon is just changing the chefta, but not eliminating the kedusha. I think what he's saying here is that, like, what's the difference between Avodah Zarah and Hekdesh? Avodah Zarah doesn't have to keep existing. Adrava, right? And it's one of the most fascinating things about Avodah Zarah, if you think about it, not only philosophically, but in terms of Lundus, is that Avodah Zarah doesn't actually exist. I don't mean the Eitzim Havanim don't, but the whole fundamental Mahus of Avodah Zarah isn't. You know, it's as opposed to the, you know, it's even less normal than Clyde Karen. But the Hekdesh, Avodah Zarah, basically isn't supposed to exist, right? Heck, Ella and Clyde Karim also aren't really supposed to exist. I mean, Clyde Karim is never supposed to exist, but Arlo, we certainly don't want around for any particular reason, right? So what other doesn't really exist? Even regular Yisurim, either they shouldn't exist, like Bas Bechol and Clyde Karim, or we certainly have no desire for them to be around, you know, like Arla and Shari Surin. I think what he's trying to say is that every other Yisur has Bittul of some sort, meaning it doesn't have to keep existing. We don't. There's no reason why we want it to stay in the world. But Hekdesh, not just Stam Chumr de Hekdesh. I think he was taking a twist on Chumr de Hekdesh. Hekdesh is not Stam Chumr de Hekdesh, don't use Rov, or don't use Kulas. I think there's like a new approach towards Chumr de Hekdesh, right? So we'll... He is a new version of Chumr de Hekdesh. Not just Chumr de Hekdesh, let's be machmer and don't use kulas for Hekdesh. No, it's that the whole point of Hekdesh is that everything else we're dealing with is something bad. And there's a way for it to disappear because, like, well, it would be very nice if it all disappeared. Okay, we can't just close our eyes and pretend it disappeared when it didn't, but there's some way for it to disappear because obviously we're not supposed to have bad things in the world. But Hekdesh, the whole point of Hekdesh is that Kedusha is good for the world. The world's supposed to be moving towards Kedusha. Kedusha is a positive thing. And, yeah, you can be pulled to it, but the Kedusha is still around. Now, I'm not claiming there's no, like, funny way that Hekdesh could stop being. I mean, you could get struck by lightning and disintegrate, obviously. Or you could have other funny cases. But the Ikaron, you know, the Halacha didn't give a way for Hekdesh to disappear because Hekdesh isn't supposed to disappear. And maybe what he's trying to say is that the Chumrah, the Hekdesh, is not just a chumrah. It's not that we don't want to use kulas by Hekdesh. It's that Chazal were gozer, let's say, l'chor, this is not a dindo raisa, that heck Hekdesh should stay here. We don't want Hekdesh to disappear. We want Hekdesh to continue. Right? But should remain in the world. That's the Chomer de Hekdesh. The Chomer de Hekdesh is a different way of looking at it. Until now, we thought Chomer de Hekdesh means don't use kulas like Bittul Beruv. The thing Rabbi Yehuda is saying is it's not don't use kulas like Bittul Beruv. Bittul Beruv is not in your kula. Chomer de Hekdesh means Hekdesh shouldn't disappear. Kedusha should stay. Kedusha shouldn't disappear. Kedusha should stay. If you have Kedusha in the world, it shouldn't disappear. It should stay in the world. And that's why it's fundamentally different from Avodah Zarah. In Avodah Zarah, at least Avodah Zarah to God, and then he has two deists. That's what you're referring to. Either Avodah Zarah, what?
I'm going to say, this is a good theory, it stands on its own, but is it really Rina David, since he still allows that a Bodhisattva of a Jew would not be Bakal?
Well, he has two days. One day is that low plug, meaning, even though a Bodhisattva, this works very well for the first day of said, even a Bodhisattva Jewish has no Bittul, still, what does he mean by low plug? A Bodhisattva Jew have no Bittul, but that's just a technical problem that it has no Bittul. We don't really need it to stay around, therefore they weren't Gozer. The other day, which Taku Gimchalotin, Avodah Zarah of a Jew and Avodah Zarah of a Goy, seems to believe Avodah Zarah of a Jew also has a certain staying power, which maybe we don't want to continue in the world, but you know we have to acknowledge.
You go back to what Grant was saying, like you can't get rid of it.
So. You can't get rid of it, right? It's one of these diseases you can't ever get rid of. But I think it still goes in the same direction. You're right. If I'm talking about wanting to stay in the world, you have to say Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is Bottom. Even though technically it's not, but fundamentally it is. If you say just stuck in the world, you know, whether for good reasons or for bad reasons, meaning Avodah Zarah of Yisrael and Hekdesh are two powerful spiritual forces which, you know, are locked in eternal battle and you can't easily get rid of. But the same. I mode that according to half of the Rebbeinu David. But I have to be partial to the other half. The reason is because he says something that doesn't seem to make sense. Avodah Zarah of a Jew is no bittul, but low plug. What does that mean?
Right, yeah.
I think what he means is that.
Low plug, shul,
yeah. Yeah, what he means is that. No, for technical reason, that's low bittul. But it doesn't have bittul, because technically a Jew can't be bittul because he's not a bar hachi. But fundamentally, it's not like Hekdesh. That's why I like that idea. But anyway, just to summarize, Rina David seems to have a different shot of Chumrah to Hekdesh, not just a matter of Chumrah. It's a matter of that some things fundamentally are stuck in the world. And Hekdesh, for very good reason, is stuck in the world. And that's why the pass is usser. Why is the pass usser? It's not because we don't want to use kulas and after the pass. It's because the Hekdesh can't disappear. Hekdesh is around to stay. Kedusha is around to stay. And therefore, even if it somehow transforms itself into shalheves and into pass, into all kinds of things that normally should not be a continuation of the item, in Hekdesh they are a continuation of the item because Hekdesh sticks around. So that is Rebbeinu David's twist, which then, you know, I think works nicely. Even though it's a Darsh Imbo Mamish, why should Hekdesh be Chomer? That's the point, because Hekdesh can't disappear. Even if it turns into Darsh Imbo Mamish, that stays, maybe it's not a Bar Ve'ila, but it stays Hekdesh. At least, you know, in Halacha Maisala. Yes?
Isn't that very similar to the concept of, you could say that what's behind what he's saying is Mamul?
You could, but it would work out the same, but he's not saying Mamun, because then, first of all, he wouldn't start asking, what about a Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael? How do I deal with that? And he would have said so. But you're right, it does turn out very similar.
Rabbi Yehoshua says that we didn't bring up Asherah because that's Pashut, you have to be Poded. We just wanted to know Hekdesh, and it's a Chiddush that you have to be Poded. Yeah. Is that like the first thing on the board? That's like what the Rabbi Yehoshua number two?
Yeah, exactly. Saying Enochanami, a lot of people say Enochanami by Avodah Zarah. Enochanami by Avodah Zarah. That's if you remember, that all the Echonos are by the Ramah, the Torah, and the Kofan Mizuyardea, the Ramah seems to say, oh, but by Avodah Zarah, we're Machmir on the Pas, even though by other things we're Mako. So that's all based on this idea. Okay, now this, even before we get to the very end of the Gemara, the Me'iri here brought up, and I think, you know, we've been sort of dancing around this all year long, and this is, and Rav Aaron dealt with it, so I'm not going, you know, I'm going to try to be a little makatzer to not repeat word for word things that he said. But this is a big, big shas sugya. This is such a big sugya that to cover it properly, we'd have to like pull over a frozen slide and spend like 10 shiurim on it. But this is a very, very, very big chakira, which the, I don't know who made famous first, but fascinatingly, the Shev Shmaitza cracks open this chakira. based on the Tosos that's very parallel to our Tosos. Right? What does our Tosos assume? Our Tosos says the only reason Hector is in the bottle is because of Darshish Matirin. There's another Tosos like that in Me'ila. The same exact, you know, you're so just. Here's the kasha of Me'ila. The Gemara Me'ila says if one prut of Hektish falls into your wallet, then there's still Hektish in your wallet. Then there's a whole deal exactly how do you know which prut is the Hektish now. So it says, why isn't it bustle barov? At least on the Daraisa level should be bustle barov, because we don't care about Darshish Matirin. Right? So Tosfos assumes there's bittul barov for Hektish except for Darshish Matirin. And what does the Shesh Shmaitza say? The Shesh Shmaitza says, ah, this Tosfos is important because what's his suffix? His suffix is an Eirecha Neman say something's not Hektish? What do you think? Is an Eirecha Neman say something's not Hektish? It starts in the Gemara in Yevamos, which seems to equate Hektish to other Isurim in terms of Nemanus of an Eirecha, right? Everyone knows in Haisha and Yevamos, the beginning, they have the whole story whether an Eirecha is Neman or not, and they go through all the things, they throw in Hektish with everything else. So, is an Eirecha Neman and Hektish? So, what would you think? Is an Eirecha Neman and Hektish? To say something's not Hektish. I think something's Hektish, and Eirecha says that, no, it was Nifte, or somehow it's not Hektish. What would you say? Right, if you're dealing with Isurim, this is called Eirecha Neman v'Isurim, right? Everyone agrees that, pretty much everyone agrees. In this case, for sure, everyone agrees that Eirecha Neman v'Isurim, Eirecha means Matur and Isurim, right? And Eirecha might not even see the Aser my property against my will. Okay, that's trying, you know, that's he might be pulling a trick to hurt me. But Eirecha certainly Neman to Matur things. But on the other hand, if you view Hektish as right, guess a mammon of Kavoa, is an Eirecha Neman to say that your money became mine? Right? This used to be Yaakov's, right? This Gemara used to be Yaakov's. Would you believe in Eirecha? Say, no, now it's Ben Narshis. Of course not. That's called, right? That's called Shnei Pishnei making Yaakov Dover, right? Mammon. Everything is Dover Dover means Mammon. The original thing is Mammon, right? Al Pishnei made him Yaakov Dover. So, what's the din of an Eirecha? And then he has a complex scenario. What of an Eirecha? What's the din of Eirecha by Hektish? So, he doesn't know any Me'iris, right? He didn't know he was a Chana Spectre because it would be quite a while until he was born.
It sounds like the Chukir of Avila.
Ah, okay, hold on for a second. He doesn't know the Asim Doraisa. He wasn't born yet. He doesn't know the Me'iri because he didn't have a copy. But he knows the Svar. he knows the Chakira. You know, he's like Tos, he can figure out the Chakira on his own. So, the Tos says, he says, I don't know what the din is. Do you say that Hektish is about Bailos and Momonos? In which case, in Eirecha not Neman, say, no, Hektish is in Momonos. Like, I'm Russell Gvokim, see Russell the head, you'll tell me, right? Right? That's always, right, what's the Chakira they say here? Kafani Mayon? I'm Russell the Gavoa? Is like Missy Russell the head yield, right? So if I say this, Hektish is like doing a Maisa Kenyan with you. What do we mean? Do we mean that it's a real Kenyan? Just as a technical rule that if I want to make a Kenyan to you, I have to do a Maisa. If I want to make a Kenyan to Hashem, I can do a Dibur. And the Ki is an equivalence, or is the Ki a similarity? No, just like something becomes yours through a Maisa, something becomes Hektish through a Mira. Why? Because to make it yours, I have to deal with Momonos, and that needs a Maisa. To make it Hektish, that's a realm of Isurim, and doesn't need a Maisa. So what is Ami Russell Lugavo, when you make something Hektish, is that a Kenyan in Dini Momonos without a Maisa? Or no? It has no Maisa. It's obviously not Kenyan in Dini Momonos. It's within the realm of Isurim. And if it's Isurim, it echoes Neman. So what does Shev Shmaitza say? Shev Shmaitza says, that, look at, he doesn't say our Tosfos himself from Chavzayim and Beis, but he says Tosfos and Ilach of Alpha and Beis, which is the exact same idea of Tosfos, right? Tarovas and Hektish, the only reason not Batul Dover Sheish Tamatirin. He says, look at Tosfos and Ilach, Tosfos says, it's Batul, regular rule of Dover Sheish Tamatirin. So obviously it's not Mamon. Everyone, obviously it's not Mamon. And therefore, Ne'echad is Naman. And then the, what would the Me'iri say? What does the what would the Asman Doraisa say? He mentions that he's taking on the Shev Shmaitza here. He says, might depend which Amora and which Tana you're going within. He says, no, don't look at Tosfos in our Gemara. Look at the Me'iri in our Gemara. Or look at the Me'iri's Pshat in our Gemara. Right? He says, look, Tosfos leaves a Gemara, but Sarah Heon. Let's have a good Pshat in our Gemara. Mammon is not batal. If Mammon isn't batal in the echad, it's not Mammon. So this machlok is how to interpret our Gemara, whether it's Kumar de Hektish, Dabashish Matirin, or Mammon. And especially Dabashish Matirin versus Mammon. So if someone says Kumar de Hektish, then, you know, that doesn't prove that they don't think it's because of Mammon. They just want to throw up Kumar de Hektish because it covers everything. But if Tosfos it's only Dabashish Matirin, that's not such a Kumar thing. So obviously he doesn't hold it's Mammon, and that's clear in Megillah also. Says only double sheesh matir. There's no good reason it's not batel.
What would happen to answer the rest of the source? I mean, if he didn't have the theory, and you're just saying it's right, and Tosos on the other side, what was he going?
Yeah, but Tosos leaves the Gemara with Sarafia, so he wants to answer up the Gemara. His source is the Gemara.
This guy Tosos didn't understand really.
His source is the Gemara.
Really, Hektish is, Tosos thought, Tosos is our only source, and he thought that it would be certain. And really, the whole thing was wrong. It was really wrong with us, and that's the answer.
More basic.
Yeah.
At least it's more basic.
What?
At least it's more basic.
No, the Gemara basic says Mammon is in Batel, but it isn't talking about Hektish. Right? But how do we know Hektish is Mammon? So he says, I mean, he has lots of rayas, but not specifically in his sugya. So this is a very fundamental hakira. Again, you can go through all of Shas and find 100 different sugyas that tie into this issue, but let's just summarize like a couple of details right now. Do you look at Hektish as Isser or as Mammon? Now, no one's claiming, let's just be very clear. We're not claiming that if you hold Hektish as Isser, that it's not called Mammon Gavoah. We're not claiming that Hektish is not called Mammon Gavoah even though it's Isser. Yeah, it may be that once it has this Isser, it takes on some attributes of Mammon Gavoah. Rav Chaim says about Maaser Sheni that Mammon Gavoah doesn't literally mean bideless. It just means that it's such a chomer Isser that you can't sell it. So yeah, obviously, even if it's Isser, you know, there's some Mammon-like nafgamina that flow from this Isser. And obviously, even if it's Mammon, it's a very serious Isser to take that Mammon for yourself. So, you know, the question isn't, is it like just pure Mammon, like Reuben and Shimon? Or is it just pure Isser, you know, like a ham sandwich? The question is it fundamentally an Isser? And that Isser ends up restricting some of the things you can do with it and hampering your ability to sell it, but it's not because it belongs to someone else, it's because it's a very strict Isser. Or is it that no, it's fundamentally Hashem's property? What's Hashem's property? There's a serious Isser to encroach on Hashem's property. But what's the fundamental nature of Hektish?
Now we've diluted here, I'm not sure if the question is or not, but if I eat somebody else's food, may I eat less than Hashem's food? Am I entitled for Geza?
You don't have to pay the Diyavid, certainly.
So if I eat less than Shavar Buddha of Hektish, have I violated it completely?
That is a good question. There's obviously no Mi'iwa if it's less than Shavar Buddha. The question is there any Chiyuv of less than Shavar Buddha? There are some Makoros that sound like there might be some type of less than Shavar Buddha, but that might just be because normally the reason you have to pay back less than Shavar Buddha is because of Mechila, and Hashem's not Mokel.
No.
What?
He's not Mokel.
No. In some cases, he's very mochel, but this is one of the areas, okay? So you're a little philosopher, why he's some mochel, some things not. Oh, there's this one. So that's not going to be valid proof of anything. Let's just, for a second, just summarize what we've discussed here. One of the nafkaminas here is, why is Hektish not bato? So here you have the Meiri Udi'imei, and here you have Tosos. Udi'imei. And what the Shev Shmaitzel learned from this Tosos is Eid Echad, not Eid Echad to say my property is Hektish. Let's just make one thing clear. An Eid Echad's not Neman. I don't know the Londas, but practically. An Eid Echad's not Neman to say my meat became Basar B'cholav. He's not Neman to say my wine became Yayin Esef. He's not Neman to say my property became Hektish no matter what. Because an Eid Echad's not Neman to hurt someone else, whether it's Yisurim or Momenus. Right? So if it's hurting me, then there's no nafkamina, because an Eid Echad can't say my property was transferred to Shmuley, and he can't say my property became Yayin Esach, or Basar B'chalav. The nafkamina is to be materet, right? So an Eid Echad is neman. An Eid Echad is never neman to aser Yisurim on someone else, but an Eid Echad is neman to mater Yisurim. So what about Eid Echad lahaid, right? That something's not Hektish, right? That something's not Hektish. So here the Shev Shmaitza said, neman. He said, Hektish is not an issue of bindless. He said, Hektish is not an issue of bindless. Hektish is an issue of of the Isurim, Eich and Zeman Isurim. Obviously, the Meiri Udimei would say that he is not Neman. Anyone else think of the most classic nafkamina between Mammon and Isser? What's the most classic nafkamina between Mammon and Isser that you should always want to test? What's the most classic nafkamina between Mammon and Isser? Anyone? No one knows the most classic nafkamina between Mammon and Isser? No. In Kol Tarkula.
What do you go for the other?
Suffolk. What's the name of a suffix Isser in the Torah?
Road.
What? Even road, right? Let's start at least. What's the name of a suffix Isser in the Torah? Suffix of Raisa L'Chomra. What's the name of suffix if I owe you money? Motzvach L'Varaya, right? Suffix Mammon L'Kula. And suffix Isser L'Chomra. That's the most classic nafkamina between Mammon and Isser. Whenever you have a chakira about Mammon versus Isser, the first question you ask is, what's the din of suffix? Right, and then you have all these famous, everyone knows the famous Rav Shimon, etc. We say, why isn't every suffix moment a suffix Isser to the Sefer Sigzon? Alright, but there's an answer to that. Whatever the answer is, there's an answer to that, right? Maybe just there's the concept. So, what about suffix Hakdasha? What if it's suffix, whether something was made Hektish or not? So if you look at Hektish as an Isser, what do you do when it's a suffix? What would you paskin? Some of the rice of the chumra. If you looked at Hektish's mammon, what would you paskin? Motzvach L'Varaya. You say, what if I told you? What do you mean? You're going to pass Motzvach L'Varaya? But maybe you're doing me'ilah if you keep it. So you'll answer, every time I owe some, I say Motzvach L'Varaya, maybe I'm doing zeil if I keep it. The din is, when it comes to bailus, Motzvach L'Varaya makes it mine, and now there's no iser. So it's it when it comes to bailus of me versus Hashem, Motzvach L'Varaya. And this is gufa. A machlokas Rishonim, very, very famous machlokas Rishonim, the Shidim Gevetz, the Bavas, the Avkof and Chesav, the days where they have an Ibaya about a Shchiv Meira. What about a Shchiv Meira? We know the rules of a Shchiv Meira, who gives regular presents. Right, if he gets better, if he gave all of the Chesav and he gets better, then he can retract. What about Heftish and Hefger, etc.? What about the Shchiv Meira of Heftish? And the Gemara decides they don't know the answer. They don't know the answer if a Shchiv Meira was Makdish. The guy's in his deathbed says, my kids, they're cute and all, but I'd rather give all my money to Hektish. And then he gets better. And he says, well, Shimirach, I get to retract. And the rabbi tells him, no, it's a suffix in the Gemara Bava Vasa Dukof and Ches. I'm not sure if you can retract or not. So I'm a suffix whether the money is yours or Hektish's. So what do you do if you're a suffix if the money is yours or Hektish's? So, the Sheetal and Odolami there says, he's not. Shitin Lodomi is not the same as every other Shitin Lodomi. So, can't bring Tashas and Shitin Lodomi in Kedushin. This is the Shitin Lodomi. I'll also recall it's a Shitin Lodomi. So, the Shitin Lodomi says, something don't raise the Lachomra. He says it's Hektish. He says, we Paskin it's Hektish, because if you don't know, then it's a Suffolk Isser. And the Ran there says in his first Nea, all of Haraya. And the Ran says, if you'll ask on me, isn't it a suffix me'ilah? How can you do suffix me'ilah? Me'ilah is a very chomer iser. So the answer is no. Hamotzim mechol of Haraya means it's vaday not me'ilah. That's the rule of Mamonos. The rule of Mamonos is that if I went through Hamotzim mechol of Haraya, it's heter gomer, and I'm not koshish for suffix gezel. So too, I won through Hamotzim mechol of Haraya. It was a dini Mamonos case, me versus Hashem, I win with Hamotzim mechol of Haraya. Because I'm the Muchzik, right? And I don't have to worry about suffix me'ilah. Because in Mamonos, if you win, you win, and you don't worry about the Isser. Obviously, if it would be Hashem's Mamon, it would be Usser, the Chomer Isser for me to take it. More Chomer than taking Reuben's Mamon, maybe. But if I win through a Muslim of Horizon, there's no Isser anymore. So that's good, but they seem to be arguing about the same issue. The Ran seems to match the Me'iri very well here. And the Ran you can also find in the Chudish Ran above Vassar. They published the Chudish Ran above Vassar. Shitin Lodomi, you can only find the Shitin Kibetzis. They're arguing about Gufa, this famous Chakira. Whether you look at it as Suffolk Isurin, or you look at it as a Suffolk in Dinim Mamonos. Interestingly, the Ran has a second day of that, the Ran's first day. He says, what do you mean? The Isser only flows from the. Yeah, of course it's also to do Me'ilah. But the Isser is only if it's Mamon of Hashem, and it really flows from the Mamonos. First you figure out whose money it is, And then if it's Hashem's money, so it's usher to take it. But fundamentally, hekdesh is not about making something usher. Fundamentally, hekdesh is about giving something to Hashem in a hakna'ah. And a safek hakna'ah is you can keep. And a safek hakna'ah you can keep, and it's vaday motor to keep. The Ran has a second data there, which is very fascinating. I don't know if everyone, I hope everyone got to this part of Makaros. What did the Ran say in the second data there? He says that really it's yours to keep the Rosh of El Haraya. Oh, what about Chashash from Safik Isser? Says, you know what? Be Mechalal on a Pruta to get rid of the Isser. What did that seem to say? He didn't say, I'll just look at the Isser and therefore you can't use it. Right? If he had just looked at the Isser, he would say, you can't use it. You have to give it to Hekdesh. Right? And then let the Gizmer decide whether he wants you to be Podit Bashar Pruta or not. Right? Why should you rip off Hekdesh? So if you just looked at his Isser, you would say it's Usser. L'chachila, you're not allowed to be poded onto Rishav Pruta. Everyone knows l'chachila, you're not allowed to be poded Hekdesh onto Rishav Pruta. So, if you just looked at his Isser, you would say, Safik Isser l'chumra, and you have to be poded Bishavyo, the full value. If you just looked at his Mammon, you would say, look, I win the Mammon, done with. Apparently, in the second day of the round, he thinks that there are two separate things that happen. Not that there's a Mammon, which is also Usser to take, or that there's an Isser, which also restricts my ability to be the Bayim. No, there are two separate chalus in Hekdesh. There's one chalus Mamon and one chalus Isser. And what happens when you have Safik Hekdesh? Says, I win the Bailus, but I lose the Isser. I win the Bailus, but I've been Makra in the Isser. And therefore, since I won the Bailus, I don't owe Hekdesh any money. But since it's a Chash Isser, I need to get rid of the Isser. So I'm posed it onto a Pruta. And that way, since I don't owe Hekdesh any money, I'm not doing anything unfair to Hekdesh. But if we get rid of the Isser, I'm pulled on a Pruta. So this is in between Shita, the Ran Day of Beth says two separate Chaluyos. Says, no, there are two separate Chaluyos in Hekdesh. Number one, he says, number one, it's the money of Hashem. Since this is a Safik, it's still my money. Number two, there's a Chash Isser, so Safik Isser is still a Chumrah. But if it's my money with a Chash Isser, then I have the right to depose it with a pruta because I don't owe Hekdesh any money. Let me just use a pruta to do the technical ritual of pidyon to get rid of the Isser. So he seems to have an in-between shita. The Me'iri also deals with this. This is the Me'iri is a nice l'shitase. The Achronim all have a famous discussion. They say one of the nafkaminas of how you look at Hekdesh is, you know, what if I have a mominous taina on Hekdesh? So I say, well, I can't touch that property because it's kadosh and usher. But they say, no, if I have a taina, then I win. Right? There's the classic locus of this, the locus tosin Ramban, about what if I'm renting your house and I already paid the rent and then you're makdish it. So do I say it's a Hekdesh house, I can't live in it? Or do I say, no, what do you mean? I have the rights to live out, I have the rights to finish up my contract. But you can differentiate in that for many reasons. The best nafkamina, I think, is the Me'iri. The Me'iri says it's a theoretical nafkamina. If a shore of Hekdesh is nogeach my shore, right? I have a shore, let's call my shore, not Reuben, what do you call a shore? I don't know. What?
Bessie.
I have a para named Bessie, and Hekdesh has a shore, and the Hekdesh shore kills my para. So does Hekdesh pay or not? No. Why?
Zeres
because we're able below Hekdesh. Yeah. But what was your theory? I can't take money from Hekdesh, right? So the Me'iri asks this question about Makamba. He says, why do you need... He says, if not... This is a theoretical. If not for the Xerxes Kalsam, Hekdesh would have paid. Now, there might be other ways to read what would have happened. But the Me'iri says, if not for the Xerxes Kalsam, Hekdesh would have paid. He says, what do you mean? How can Hekdesh pay? I can't use property of Hekdesh, right, without Pidyon. So the Me'iri says, no. The Me'iri says, what are you talking about? There's only Me'ila if I use property of Hekdesh without a legal claim, without a momentistic claim. But if they're the mazik, if I have a legal tvi against Hekdesh and I win a court case against Hekdesh, then of course I can use Hekdesh's property and there's no chashmi ila, because now it's my property.
Hashem
what?
Hashem
If not for Re'ehu, Hashem would owe me money and I can collect it from him. Of course there's no Me'ila. Right, okay, it's a little funny philosophically. You know, let's not get into so much philosophy, right? We're going to stick with Lundus for now. You know, maybe that's what the Xerxes of Re'ehu tells us. Xerxes of Re'ehu tells us that, you know, Hashem doesn't owe you anything. That's a good thing to remember. But, let's stick into the Lundus. The Me'ili says, theoretically, if you have a claim, a tevia against Hekdesh, if you have a tevia against Hekdesh, then you can take money without a shash me'ila, because you have every right to it. What do you mean? When it comes to bailus, if I have a legal claim, then it's mine. There's no sure of me'ila. It's not like Orlin Klai Kerem Yayin Nesef. And I think this me'iri is very beautiful. L'shitase, if you look at Hekdesh, has mamonos, right? Yeah, of course there's an isser of me'ila. The answer of Me'ila is to take the mamon of Hekdesh, right? To violate the mamonistic rights of Gavoa, of Hekdesh, right? But what about, right, Hana'a mi mamon Hekdesh? LP, to be a mamon, I'm saying this, what does Me'iri say, what she's saying? Me'iri, in the case of Mazik, before the Xeris Akasov, says, Mutter. Of course it's Mutter before the Xeris Akasov, not the Xeris Akasov. Of course I could sue the Gizbar and I could take the Shor of Hekdesh and I could eat it. Of course that's no Shasha Me'ila. Let's assume it's a Shor of Bedek Avayis or something. Of course there's no Shasha Me'ila. Or I could just take money from the Beis HaMikdash and you know, I could send the sheriff, go into the Beis HaMikdash, take out you know, some sticks and stones or some hammers or powered tools. And or some cash. Send the sheriff, take some cash out of the base of Mikdash and spend it. Of course that's mutter. Because, what do you mean? When it comes to dinim mamonos, if I have a claim on you, then you have to pay me. There's no shash isser there.
We're assuming that everything the Gizbar owns is Hekdesh. Meaning there's nothing else to pay with besides other Hekdesh.
That's what the Me'iri is assuming. You could have gotten out of this question. You could have said, no, if not for the Xeris because of Re'ehu, maybe whoever was watching the shore would have paid you, maybe you would have said. And, or if not for the Xeris because of Re'ehu, you would have had to have some conflict situation where the Gizbar gets money that's not Hekdesh and uses it to pay you, which is the Gemara and Yoma does discuss some conflict situations like that. But that's not what the Me'iri says. The Me'iri says, if not for the Xeris because of Re'ehu, you'd walk into the Mikdash, you know, pick up a few shkolim and go home because there's no Me'ila if it's not Mamon of Hekdesh anymore. And you could easily imagine someone disagreeing with this. I don't know. No one specifically addressed his case. But this is very similar to the famous discussion of Ruchayim in the second, as Ruchayim would say, the second shtickle in Helchus Me'ila, Perakhes Halacha Aleph. He deals with the same exact question. Why do you need a Xeris HaKasov to be memayid Achilas Poel? Remember the din of Achilas Poel? That, right? Ki savo b'cher me'echa and b'kamas me'echa. Right, if you're working with food, then you're allowed to eat while you work. So you need a special Xeris HaKasov that you can't eat the hekdesh. Okay, it's complicated. There are two Xeris HaKasovs. But the Chaim says, why do you need a special Xeris HaKasov to be memayid hekdesh? He says, because whatever, you have a mominous tevia to eat this. It's interesting, right? Tosfos says, Tosfos l'shitasa. Tosfos says, this is getting to a whole subject, which I'm not, you know, I know that what I'm saying in the sugya is correct. I recognize that I'm not going to prove it to you now, unless you learn the whole sugya. But Tosfos has the, what the havmina that you can eat hekdesh. Tosfos says, the havmina is that achilas poel is docha isurim. Okay. I mean, it's docha isurim, and he suggests maybe it should be docha only isurim in the Torah. But the Rabbi Chaim says, no havamina that the din of achilas poel is docha isurim. The havamina is that the poel has a mamonistic right to this food. He has a taina on you. He wins in bezdin. And therefore, there's no problem me'ila to eat hektish food, because if he has a mamonistic right to it, then it's his food. It's not hektish anymore. You don't need pidyon for Hekdesh to stop being Hekdesh. No! If you win in court and you win the bailus and indeed Mamonus Hekdesh owes you the money, then it's not Hekdesh anymore. Because all Hekdesh is the mammon of Gavoa. That's, he actually said a slightly different lesson, which I'll mention in a second, but this is the grach about Also, it's all before Havmir, because in the end, there's a Havmir in mind everything. There's a pasuk in mind everything. Achilas Poel, before the Zeres HaKosov, Mutter, because of Dini Mognos. That's exactly what Chaim says. He says there's no Isser to be Nene from a Chetz of Hektish. There's an Isser to gazel the Rechush of Hektish. But there's no Isser to be Nene from a Chetz of Hektish. And therefore, it should be perfectly fine, as opposed to Tosos, when you were dieting Tosos there. I'll put in parentheses, because it's not enforced in Tosos, you have to diet. Tosos says that the Hav Amina was, by Poel, that Achilas Poel is Doche Lavin. It's Doche Lavin, so it's also Doche, the Lav of Me'ilah. I just want to point out that this is... seems to be perhaps 2 days in the Yerushalmi. There's a great Yerushalmi here. I don't remember where I got this Yerushalmi from. It's Yerushalmi. I don't remember who is mayor the existence of this Yerushalmi. To me, I'm not a bucky enough that I know Yerushalmi to just figure out what's relevant to every sugya. But there's a great 2 days in the Yerushalmi here in Maestros. The context is whether, you know, if you're mafker something and then you take it back, it's part of the Chubas or Maestros. Because for 1 minute, it was ownerless. It was ownerless. Anything ownerless is part of Chumas or Maestros. But if you're Makdish something and buy it back, then it's Chayiv in Chumas or Maestros. So there are 2 days in the Yerushalmi, why? Well, 2 days in the Yerushalmi, why if you're Makdish something and buy it back, is a Chayiv in Chumas or Maestros. Ma ben Hevker, right? Yerushalmi says Hevker instead of Hefker, Bami Hektish. So Hevker, Yossi Deakol, Hektish lo Yossi Gizbar. One answer is Hefker is not anyone's control. Hektish is under the Gizbar's control. What do you mean? If I sell it to you and you sell it back to me, of course it's Chayiv in Chumas or Maestros. So I sold it to Gizbar, he sold it back to me. It was never free-for-all. It never left the Rishos. It just went from my Rishos to Gizbar, Rishos back to me. Of course it's Chayiv in Chumas or Maestros. Amar of Oven, where of Oven says, Afili de bain lo yos me achshom lo p'deat Rishon. Right, there's a lot of grizzes on the din of p'deat Rishon. Again, all this is tremendous sugyas. The brothers of Oven say, and what do you mean it stayed in the Rishos to Gizbar? It never left the Rishos of the Bailim. What do you mean I was Maktish and imposed it, never left my Rishos? How could it never left my Rishos? I was Makdash it. Says, no, P'teyat Rishon, there's a din that if I'm Makdash something, even, obviously if I'm Makdash a carbon, so I bring it to the base of Mikdash. Even if I'm Makdash an automobile, and all that they're going to do is sell it and use the money for Bedek HaBayis. No, they don't sell the automobile stam. I have to be poded the automobile first. Only if I refuse, then they'll let someone else be poded. But P'teyat Rishon, I have not only the right, but some ways the obligation in some of the complex scenarios discussed there, where like my Karen Bachomesh would be more than someone else's Karen, even though their Karen is more than my Karen. I have the right and the obligation to be the first one to make a bid to be poda it. So what is Rabban saying? What's Machlokas Amaram this Rishalmi? Everyone knows it's in a P'deyat Rishon. P'deyat Rishon is Mishnais. Everyone knows P'deyat Rishon. Question is, what does P'deyat Rishon mean? Could be. P'deyat Rishon is a gzeres hakasav that you should have the first chance to be poda it, maybe because you'll be most of chomesh, so there'll be more hektish in the world, or maybe because, you know, we feel bad for you, we want to give you a chance, or maybe just because the mitzvah follow through. But what's Rav Avin saying? Rav Avin saying, no. P'deyat Rishon is not just stam. P'deyat Rishon means you're still the Bailim. What are they arguing about? When I'm Makdash something, am I still the Bailim or not? The first day it says, when I'm Makdash something, the Gizbar is the Bailim. Second day it says, when I'm Makdash something, I'm still the Bailim. P'deyat Rishon. So I think that these 2 days in Yerushalmi could be arguing about Gufa this din, right? Which is, who is still the Bailim on Hektish in this intriguing line in the Yerushalmi beginning of Maestros? Right? The first day it says, the Gizbar. And Rav Avin says, Yidei Bailim Lo Yotza. What does Rav Avin say? Yidei Bailim Lo Yotza. He says, it didn't become the money of the Gizbar. It's still your money. P'deyat Rishon. You just have to be poded. If you're not poded, someone else will be poded. Someone else will buy it from you. But it's still your Yidei Bailim Lo Yotza. It never left your Rishos. You put an Isser on it, you put Kedusha on it, but it never left your Rishos. One of the first, they say, of course it left your Rishos. It went into the Gizbar's Rishos. It wasn't Hector, but of course it left your Rishos. So this might be what they're arguing over. Okay, we have to stop now. What we'll just pick up with Amir Tzashem next time on Thursday is we'll throw in, you know, a few more sugyas that tie into this question. And, you know, what's left of this Makoros, and I'll throw in some other things, Bal Peh. And then we'll deal with number three, with the rest of the sugya of Yitzi Al Yidei L'chulin, Al Yidei Me'ila, very, very briefly. And we'll go on to the next Gemara. My estimate is that next Monday will be the last shiur before Chazara that will make it to the Mishnah by next Monday, because there's a lot of nice lumdus about Bi'ur Chametz, but we've already discussed it in the beginning of the parak, and we'll have Chazara soon anyway, so we'll have a chance to chazar it. So my estimate is that we'll just have shiur Thursday and Monday, and then we'll have Chazara. How long are Miller said. If anyone didn't get a copy of the venture from my son.